A very special event comes to the Little Old Lake Park south of Jewell, and that's scheduled for this coming Wednesday evening, June 3rd, 5 p.m., and that will be held at Little Old Lake Park. What it is, it's a prairie walk and guided riding. It's my pleasure speaking with Deb Marquardt, who's leading the special session. Deb, very good day to you.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's such an honor to be part of this conversation, and I was so thrilled to be invited.
Very, very good indeed. So you had an event this past month, in May, I believe, and then you have your second event coming up this Wednesday, the 3rd. So, Deb, fill us in on what's all happening.
Well, I call it a hike and write, although the word hike might be a little strong. I would say it's kind of a leisurely stroll. We're going to walk this prairie natural area around Little Wall Lake with a guided tour from John Laird, who's with the Hamilton County Conservation Office. And, you know, what we do is we kind of word collect. I find these scientific terms, you know, from geology and biology and so fascinating. They're just like such beautiful words. So we kind of collect these words, and then in the second half of this event, it'll probably go from about 5 to 6:30. And so for the sort of for second half, we'll sit down, and I'll lead the group in kind of some generative writing prompts. You don't have to be a published or polished writer. It's more about telling stories and sharing observations about the natural world and flora and fauna. And there's some really beautiful spaces up there around Jewell.
Is this your first time doing something? Have you been there to Little Wall Lake before there, Deb?
Yeah, we had an event last month during World Migratory Bird Day. And so we walked around another area. It was the Jewell Ellsworth Trail that kind of starts in Jewell, and you can kind of see like the influence of the railroad, because I think that trail actually was a railroad track, and then it was converted to this really lovely walking path. So we ended up walking. We saw the double arch stone bridge, and saw lots of waterfall as we were kind of going along, and saw and learned more about the natural marshlands and the prairie potholes that are there by Anderson Goose Lake. So every one of these events is kind of designed to get people out walking around, talking, telling stories about different critters that they've had encounters with.
And you have an ideal evening for that, too, because the weather should be just fantastic there, Deb, for what's taking place. And I believe there'll be more of these events coming up in the next few months there, Deb.
That's right. This whole thing is sponsored by Humanities Iowa, and it's part of a program called the Prairie Roots Project. That was the idea of Dee Dee Henderson, who's up there in the Jewell area. She's works in the school system, I believe, and she just has a lot of exciting ideas about creating events. So we have one in September, again at Little Wall Lake. And then we have one in August, and I think they all are kind of in that area, but they're all a little different, and we'll be putting posters out for each one.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So again, a prairie walk and guided walk riding at Little Wall Lake coming up this Wednesday, the 3rd of June. That'll be held at 5 p.m., and if you want more information, make sure you may contact the Hamilton County Conservation Office there, Deb, at 515-832-9570. Talk with Brian Lambers and John Laird and find out more about what this program is all about.
Yeah, and I can just add, Pat, that if people want to go on it, there's no need to sign up or anything. And we're just meeting by the cabins at Little Wall Lake Park. And apparently there's kind of a parking lot. We'll guide people to the parking lot at about 5 o'clock, and then we'll just head out, and people should just, wear something that's easy to walk in, and but it'll be a fun, leisurely walk.
All right, so again, that's coming up this Friday, Wednesday the 3rd, beginning at 5, at Little Wall Lake Park, located south of Jewell.
Thanks so much, Pat.